Ahavas Torah of Shmuel Shapira. How much he loved the Torah. Shmuel, before he came to Breslev, he was a Talmid of Rav. The Talmid of Issa Zalman Meltzer. Issa Zalman Meltzer was huge, huge Gaon Tzaddik that came from Europe. From Lithuania, I think he came. Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer. And he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Eitz Chaim over here. And Rav Shmuel Shapira learned by him.
This is what, 1920s?
Maybe. Even when Shmuel changed his way, changed his Rebbe, and changed his customs, even though that his avoda was mainly tefillah and avodah, like we're speaking today, Shmuel continued, of course, sticking to the Torah, the Iyun, learning Torah, the Iyun. Rabbeinu says, by the way, in Kotei Moran, that if someone wants to purify his brain, he has all kinds of bad thoughts in his head. It's just by learning Torah, the Iyun. Sitting, learning Torah, putting a lot of good things in your head. With tefillah, of course. They're serving Hashem through the way of Breslev, the way Rabbeinu teaches, didn't weaken his learning the Torah. Opposite. The opposite is true. It became deeper and deeper. Okay. The Torah and the tefillah were shazuri, went together. Together in Shmuel's life. The day of Shmuel was set, fixed, from beginning to end. Each work that he'd done with the tefillah and bodud, and each prayer, and each learning that he had, a state of learning that he had, okay, were fixed from early in the morning, from before the morning, right, in the right way. When he came back from shul, after he was chatzot, he was all night, of course. And then he came back and then davened nitz. And then he had on the table, he had what he had to learn. What did he do? First he said tikkun haklali every day. Every single word, slowly, it took him a long time.
After nitz, in the morning?
Yeah. Afterwards he said the names of the tzaddikim. There's a book that Rabbi Natan wrote, the names of the tzaddikim. Rabbeinu says that if someone says the names of the tzaddikim, he asked Hashem with this tzaddikim power, he asked for whatever he asked. There's a power to change nature. Mm-hmm. Name the tzaddikim. Then afterwards, most of the day, he sat and learned Gemara B'Yun. He learned Gemara B'Yun. Sat and learned Gemara, that's what he did. His friends, also big, big holy people, they used to say, you know what's the difference between us and Rav Shmuel? So, most people, after all night almost, Shon Chatzot, hours in the field, in the winter, in the summer, it doesn't make a difference. Tikkun Chatzot, and hours in Bodud, and davening. So, they went to rest a little bit. After davening, yeah, for an hour or two. They need to rest, like I do. I have to rest, I must, right? Rav Shmuel continues straight till the evening. The Shmuel also used to daven a lot for his success, his own success in learning, and the success of his children in learning. He davened for his children. When he came to Uval Etzion Goel, I was saying davening in Shachris, at the end of the Pesukim on the Torah, put in my heart to love you, to love the Torah, to serve you, he used to say it over and over and over again. There's a story that there's his grandson Shimon Tzvi Shapira says one of the years right before Shavuos, I went with my with Saba with the Shmuel to Meron. I was a little boy, and on the way, my grandfather asked me. Shmuel asked me, "What are we learning in school?" Well, I told him I learned Bava Kama, so he started asking me. Suddenly, there was a spark in his eye, and he said, Shimon, come, I'll tell you, I'll give you a sign, symbols, how to remember all the Masechet Bava Kama. All Masechet. It's a big masechet. There's more than 100 pages. Yeah? And all the machlokes between the Tanaim. I'll give you advice. And that, and he went through all the sugyos. All the sugyos. And he knew everything. Usually he uses silent. No one knew how much he knows. He's one of the grandson says, it was one of the most marvelous moments in my life that I saw my grandfather. He knows everything, my heart. Like Shoshkoin also. Oh, Shoshkoin shows it all the time. Shmuel did not show it. So. It was very important for him. He always, whenever one of his children or grandchildren came to his house, he used to always say, what are you learning? Yeah, how do you know? Tell me this, tell me that. He always checked them. And very important work for him. Shmuel also knew halacha, everything. All the halacha. Especially Rabbeinu Sidi, he learned halacha every day. He learned it really well. He knew all the halacha, what to get it. Rabbeinu says, it says this story that once someone came to Rabbeinu and asked him something that Nikutei Maharan. So Rabbeinu told him, didn't answer, Rabbeinu just told him, you could take my book, crumple it up, and read it backwards, do whatever you want. Explain whatever you want in my book. But don't change even one little sa'if in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch would keep 100%. Chavetz Chaim, there was once one of the Talmidim, Chavetz Chaim, he was getting close to Breslau. He was getting close to Chassidus. So he went to Chavetz Chaim to ask him which Chassidus should he go to. Chavetz Chaim wasn't a Chassid, he was a real Chassid, but he wasn't Chassidus. So he went there, Chavetz Chaim told him, go to Breslau. You know what? So he asked him, why? Because they keep Shulchan Aruch. Oh, all the Chassidim, I don't know, if they daven late, maybe this, that. In Breslau, they keep Shulchan Aruch, 100%.
You have to tell this story to the lid box.
Shmuel knew the whole Mishnah Berurah, the whole Be'alacha, with the way it's written, word for word, by heart. At the end of his life, one of his grandchildren came and was saying something about some halacha that he was writing up. So Shmuel told him, in the Be'ur Halacha somewhere, it's written a little, it's understood a little bit different. So, yeah, where? So he started reading by heart. The whole thing, the whole Be'ur Halacha there. By heart, of Shmuel, it was old. Also in his tefillin bag, in the talis bag, there's many sfarim, there, little sfarim. Halacha and Ashkafa and Musar, and there's all kinds of little books. Oh, fun. What time is it?
2:30.
Okay, tomorrow. Did you give me shiur here?